2019 saw the largest decline in U.S. dairy farms in 15-plus years. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service monthly milk production report, released in late February, showed the largest annual decline in the number of licensed dairy operations since 2004. Since the end of 2014, dairy farmers have struggled with low prices resulting from large supplies outweighing demand in the U.S. and around the world. While we have historically seen year-over-year declines in the number of dairy operations, the data from 2019 show that this challenging price environment proved to be too much for many operations throughout the country. As an example, last year saw dairy going from $14 per hundredweight to $17 per hundredweight. But was that enough? Dairy producer Darren Tabor.
The gains that we made in the last 6 months that finally paid off some of the debts that were accrued over the last 4 or 5 years of low prices, it'll help, but it's not going to save us.
And while year-over-year declines in operations are nothing new, the striking increase in the loss of dairy farms in 2019 shows this challenging price environment proved to be too much for many operations throughout the country. Ag Information Network of the West.